but I don't know why. Sentimental old fool, weeping for this blue.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
And the way September blossoms sinks till autumn falls again. Summer's almost over and I'm crying, but I don't know why.
Welcome, my friends. Here we sit at the fourth weekend in October already, and it was just yesterday that it was September. I am Jay. I am the host here of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. I appreciate you tuning in. If you've never heard my voice, my name is Jay, and I'm your friend. This is the Jay Garvin Show, been on the air, teaching you, walking you through one-on-one conversations with home and mortgage on our minds. Today's going to be no different. I have a series here for you, a two-part series. Very excited about this. I have done several different conversations on this topic, but I've never broken it down to this way. And when I say this way from a real estate investor perspective, which I am, very, very humbled to have 8 different properties across 4 different counties and 2 different states. And also a licensed loan originator, which is one part of the equation with home ownership and investment property ownership that people don't speak about. And that's how you finance it, how you get your money together. But also, I come to you at this microphone as a homeowner. See, before I was a mortgage lender, before I was a real estate property owner, even I sometimes forget that I was a first-time new home owner when I was 27 years old, just about turning 28. I bought that house in April of 1996 and turned 28 in May of 1996. But as I walk brand new couples in their 20s, one in their 30s, but of the last 4, 3 have been in their 20s, actually 23, 26, and 27 couples buying houses, I get reinvigorated for first-time home buyers, because my brain has mentally been ahead of that for over 2 decades now. But if I stop and pause, and before I stop and pause and give you this memory, I want to stop and pause and say, my number is 719-330-1457. You can call me directly and personally. I would love to earn your business with your next purchase or refinance transaction. With rates dropping like a lead balloon, we've got 15-year mortgages down to the 5s. We've got the par price for 30-year mortgages, purchase or refinances in the 6s. None of that matters but the emotion of buying the house. And as a first-time home buyer, as I think back to 1996 when I bought my first home, and I wasn't young like this 23-year-old couple that I'm helping, because I was behind the curve in buying a house because I was in a military unit. I was a helicopter pilot, and I had already lived in 8 different cities in 2 different countries, Germany and back. But I do remember the Saturday morning distinctively as I was sitting in my living room on my couch, not even having my roommates live in the house yet. And it was a very weird, tingly feeling that I said, oh my word, this is not my mom and dad's house. This is my house. So that's what I want to talk about today. And with the drum roll, Matt, I want to talk to you about buy low and don't sell. Investment property and first-time homeowner strategies. So there's a catchphrase that Warren Buffett has coined, and that is buy low and sell high. The markets aren't complicated. Real estate isn't complicated. A widget is not complicated as long as you can buy it low and sell it high. Or flip that on its head and sell high and buy low, because it works both ways. I just sold a house in Tennessee, and I sold high. I took all that money and bought low in the traditional stock market on the 8th of April of this year when everybody else was bantering about tariffs and how, you know, Chicken Little in the sky was falling because Donald Trump is going to ruin the world from all of the Karens out there and all of the woke people out there, which, interesting, none of that has happened. But if you can sell high and buy low, or in this specific conversation today within the real estate market, buy low and don't sell. I got to crack my energy drink for that one. Even Matt, my producer, who has done a little one too many crazy things in his upbringing, thought that was smart.
Woo!
And he and I don't have a full cranium full of brain cells either. We're kind of simple. My wife has been telling me to shut up and talk less lately, so I think I need to do more radio because I can talk constantly here. But with this show outline, it's you and I for the next two segments. I have got my new favorite partner, Brad Ward of Co-Create, because not only we're going to talk about buy low and don't sell investment property and first-time home buyer strategies, if you can't buy right now and you are in your golden years like I am, then you renovate now and don't sell. It's just not the time to sell real estate. I'm figuring that out as I'm trying to sell one of my cabins in the Smoky Mountains, not because I don't like it, just because it's getting crowded, saturated, and I want to buy more houses elsewhere. That's what houseaholics do. For all of you that are listening and chuckling like Jane, all of you that are listening with an attention like Brenda or Mike or Tracy, thank you all for saying, hey, I'm out here as a radio listener, or Ted did the same thing. Jay, just listen to your radio show about building a house from scratch. All of you, I want to say thank you, because we're not all in a situation of buying right now, but we are in a situation where at least don't sell. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking about listing your house, give me a call at 719-330-1457. I will buy you lunch to sit down and help you reconsider, which is crazy. Why would a mortgage lender tell you not to refinance now or not to sell right now? Because most of those decisions benefit me. It's because here on the radio, I'm here to educate you and not sell you. So this is what I want to talk about today. Breaking down the specific numbers of how you can buy a single family home low right now, and the market. Talk about the regions of town that it is easier, more difficult, more lucrative, less lucrative to do that in. And then we're going to talk about the income sources themselves. There's seven streams of income, so you need to use money to purchase and make money. And then we're going to talk about all of the details of how you finance this. And if you're not in a position to buy a home right now, I'm going to talk to Brad Ward about how we can help you renovate that and some of the return on investment that you might get. So don't go anywhere. My phone number, direct phone number, 719-330-1457. I am your local loan originator right here in town, Churchill Mortgage. We exclusively work with Dave Ramsey. You'll see that anywhere on the internet, where we believe in debt-free home ownership. So let's get you into home ownership, and then I'll help you get the debt-free part down. 719-330-1457. If you have too much debt and not enough cash, call me. 719-330-1457. I can help you refinance yourself out of that position. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
And a week in Colorado, reading books with my best friend. And the thing I knew I couldn't do, and now I know I can. Summer's almost over and I'm crying, but I don't know why.
Mama didn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming? Local country station just a flare out on the radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the moment.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Ain't going down till the sun.
comes up.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in the dial or sitting into your car while the dial was there or the radio was on. Maybe you're listening after the fact or you're just going up to Denver or coming down from the Springs to Pueblo. My name is Jay. I'm your friend, the host of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where all day today, and actually part two will be next week, where I'm talking about buy low and don't sell investment property and first-time homeowner strategies to purchasing a home. See, everything starts with income, and there's two parts to this. 50% of this conversation are with individuals like you out there that have extra money. There's still low consumer sentiment, but you do have the resources and the interest way back in the back of your mind or maybe in your gut that, man, I should have bought more houses or a house, an additional house, first house, third house, a new house that I sold and now I'm renting again because of a life event back in 2020, 2021, 2018, and I didn't. Well, right now is the time to do it. And I say that because it's very, very simple. First of all, if you yet do not have all of your retirement strategies for money laid out when you do retire, then you better get a plan. It's easy to do that in your 40s. It's a little more difficult to do it in your 30s because you're not thinking. You know, people tell you in your teens, you're just trying to figure out your body parts.
Oh, no, he's a...
In your 20s, you're just trying to figure out your education, your relationships, and your career. In your 30s, you're just trying to figure out your families, and if you God blesses you and you have children, you're just trying to figure out relational and career life. But in your 40s, you start to get wise and think, maybe I possibly need to think ahead. And by the time you're in your 50s, you're playing catch-up and hoping that you don't come to realize the American nightmare. You're 58 years old, male or female, and all of a sudden you're unemployed and replaced by a 27-year-old. And in your 60s, you better have your plan put together, or in Colorado, you have to get help or possibly consider retiring in another state. Those are the realities. But if I can get you to push your adult children forward, you've been doing it. So many of you, Chris and Kimmy, I appreciate you doing it, helping your adult children in their 20s buy a house. If you have a friend, relative, adult child, or neighbor that's in their 30s or early 40s, you can have them call me at 719-330-1457. Because I'll tell you right now, there's only 7 ways to make income in this world. A bonus number 8 if you planned well, but 7 ways to make income from scratch. Number 1 is earned income. We all have it. That's a job. Go to a job, go to a career, get a paycheck, and you get income for hours and labor that you give. Doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or a ditch digger. Number 2 is capital gains. This is the one that Dave Ramsey likes. Hey, get a traditional investment, get a 401k, invest in it 5 to 15% of your income over the next 20 to 40 years, and you're going to gain income with a pile of money, and you're going to start to take big shovels off the top of it every single month in your retirement years and hope that the pile outlives your lifespan. Number 3 is just a crazy one, royalties. You know, if you have the intellect or the family connection or the talent to get mineral right royalties, maybe you're a great musician and you get musical album, Elvis Presley style royalties, and maybe much, much more. You know, you can do that with podcasts a little bit now. You can do that with endorsements and so forth. But royalties is an anomaly. It's one of the 7+1 ways of income that has even escaped my grasp. And I'm hoping that I write a book and that's a royalty right there. But the next one is very simple with your bank accounts or maybe promissory notes or like me that's one of the owners of Churchill Mortgage. We make interest income, but that's long term and you can't really live off that in a high capacity. Then you have number 5, the most massive wealth building technique of making an income, and that's business income. Build something, get a service, create something, a service better than anybody, and you can start to build a business, a small business, or like many of the richest men and women in the world, that you start companies like Tesla, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, and everything in between. And then you have a dividend income, which is, okay, now you buy stocks and different investments and get an actual dividend, but the one I want to talk about today is number 7, residual income, rental houses. I really believe it's the last average Joe's approach and technique to build wealth. Lord knows, if I can do this, Jay Garvin's, who's as simple as a simpleton sitting on a bench, you can absolutely do this. I may outwork you, but I'm never going to outthink you. It's really pretty simple. All you have to do is buy low and don't sell. That's the whole conversation today. Find a house, find a location, and buy low, and then don't sell. Because real estate is not about timing the market as much as it is your time in the market. So 90% of it is just get in the market. Don't sweat the small stuff. Whether you're getting in your 20s or your 30s, whether you're getting in summer or winter, whether you're getting at $100,000 condominium in Indianapolis, or whether you're getting in a $500,000 home in Colorado Springs, just get in the market and get time in the market. But once you've put that in your pocket, you then can use that timing in the market, depending on an economic swing or a seasonal swing, and buy low and don't sell. So we're going to focus on that. The residual income, what can it give you, and what does the ROI, the return on investment, look like? Now, number 8 is direct income. You know, all of you that have pensions, para, military and service retirements, Social Security, all of that is just direct income, extra money, but you're not going to create that overnight. You have to wait 65 some years or 40 plus years until you're 65 plus years old to pull out a Social Security, and you're only going to get it if you've worked. So it's there, but I served in the military 15 years before they gave me a retirement. I'm talking about sources of income that you can create starting tomorrow, or at least in the next 18 months. So here's where we go. Two different things. If you can, and you're open, and you know somebody that may want to buy a house, I want to teach you here how to buy low and don't sell. Because now is the time. If you've got to go, the biggest takeaway today is now is the time to buy and not sell. And the only way you want to sell right now is if you can sell, possibly at a low price, and then take that money and buy something else in real estate at a much lower price. So if you can sell low and buy lower, that's okay, because that's kind of what I'm doing with the Tennessee home I'm trying to sell for a Colorado home. But that's a whole separate radio show. But the big reason I'm telling you right now is the best time to buy than it has been in over 4 years price-wise, over 11 years inventory-wise. In 2021, there was less than 1,000 homes on the market, and that's why everybody was offering 10, 20, 40 grand over asking price. I actually did that with one of my properties I bought in Tennessee, but then I sold one here, $25,000 over asking price, so I wasn't fearful to offer $25,000 over asking price at the other end of my buying equation in Tennessee. And oh, by the way, that property has been very, very lucrative in the Smoky Mountains, and you too can have the exact same investment property ownership experience as I did. You just have to call 719-330-1457, and I'll help you through it. But if you don't have much time left and you gotta leave, listen to this. Now is the time to buy. It's not the time to sell. By this time next year, in October of 2026, rates will have decreased and will be lower. Our inventory is going to be lower, and prices are going to be higher. You're going to pay 5 to 10% more on something next year. You just have to eradicate your lower consumer sentiment outlook. You have to make sure that you have a strong plan, but now is the best time to purchase, and that's the biggest takeaways. But now going into the details of that is this. Real estate, like other traditional investments, mutual funds, stocks, stuff like that, is always about your time in the market. Like people that are buying houses right now and saying, I'm going to fix them up and flip them, that's not a good plan unless you've got 9 to 12 months to hold that house and the cash and not the loan or the leverage to fix it up. See, because when you buy in the market and hold to build your time in the market, that allows you compounding growth. That's a little bit like residual income and rental. If you buy a house for $300,000 and you go ahead and rent that house at $2,500 a month, $2,500 times 12 is $30,000. So do this with me. If you take $2,500 times 12, that equals $30,000. If you can buy that house for cash for $300,000, $30,000 divided by $300,000 is a 10% return. $30,000 is 10% of $300,000. That's called a capitalization rate. So wait, if you just own that home for 10 years and keep the rent the same, in 10 years you can capture 100% of the value of that property in residual ongoing income and have a return 100% of the entire worth of that asset. That is what residual income is. Owning a stock for $10,000 but getting a 5% dividend, and if you take $10,000 of stock times 5%, you're going to get $500 a year to put aside as a residual profit. That's so incredibly important, because I'm telling you right now, the next phase of time in the market, what's good, what's bad time, is what I'm going to cover next. But I'm also going to talk to one of my partners, Brad Ward from Co-Create, about what you do if you don't want to buy a house but you want to remodel. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. Learn the principles of residual mortgage. Call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance loan right now. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. And don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with us. My name is Jay. I've got a very good friend and partner and guest today, Brad Ward. I've started the conversation of the radio show topic today about buying low and don't sell. In real estate, right now is the time to buy. It's not the time to sell. But 3 out of every 5 people, you, the listener that I have conversations with, say, Jay, that's great, but I'm not in a position to buy right now. And come on, there's a record number of people who are not in a position to do that because of high rates. That's why inventory is more than 4,000 homes on the market. But what you can do, and why I brought Brad in today, is you can make home improvements now. Because trust me, wood and labor is not going to be less expensive next year, definitely in Colorado. That's a whole separate story. But you can improve now and don't sell. And that's exactly what you've been busy with, isn't it, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you've got, commercial projects going. But what I want to talk about, because more than ever, you, my other buddy, Dwight, another gentleman friend of mine, Jason and Kurt, they're like, Jay, for the first time, we're doing more home additions than we are actually doing renos.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, home additions.
Where people, and if you don't know what that, last week I did a radio show of buying land and building a new house, and I visited my brother Grant in Wisconsin, North Prairie, Maguanago, and it was exhausting. It took him 18, almost 19 months, and I didn't even talk about the wells, the septic, the yard, the grade, all of that. But you're talking dig a hole, set a foundation, and build from there up all the way until there's a roof and it's a new part of the house.
Correct. Yeah, we're doing a 500 square foot, I guess we're reconfiguring the house, 250 square foot of crawl space, ensuite, bathroom, additional bathroom.
And the new 500 square feet is onto a house of what size, about?
800 square feet.
Really?
On the north end, so it's not very big.
But it's going to be now. I mean, that's huge. And listen here, because that, you more than double the return on investment in that, because you're turning a very small 800 square foot house that's already disproportionately expensive and valuable because the land, and you can't even build 800 square feet anymore. Now you put 500 onto that, you've got a 1,300 square foot house with an ensuite.
Yeah, now we made a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Old North End, you don't have that down there.
You don't. And it's harder and harder to get anything under $1 million now with an Old North End, especially if you come in and renovate it and make it new.
Correct, yeah.
It's why my wife and I are excited about buying one house, which I'm not telling anybody where in town, where it's an 1895 traditional farmhouse, 2-story with a front porch, but it's been gutted and renovated. And now then you have a cottage on it as well. But with this, the difference between a one-bedroom, one-bath, and now you're going to have a two-bedroom, two-bath, is astronomical. And now, Brad and I don't sit down and try to strategize these conversations and everything. And any question I ask, you're like, Jay, contractor, plead the fifth. But it's hard to even deliver that at a contractor's rate of less than $150 a square foot, right?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why you don't do this at Academy and Airport. You do this in the Old North End where they're getting $300 to $400 a square foot all day.
Correct.
Because then if you can keep it tight, and is your price directly correlated? Inversely correlated to the number of change orders?
No, not necessarily. It's a cost plus.
It's a cost plus.
Yeah.
And good for you, because there's some guys that, you know, they say no. If you're starting to change the plan, then, you know, you're doubling your cost. So you do want to go in that renovation with set plans.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you do that. How do you go from this is the concept to we have set plans?
Well, it's a long journey. So we started, I want to say, 4 months ago with an idea, sat down with my architect. We've made revisions. We've shown diagrams of what they're going to get. And we get to the point where they like it. We're done with the plans. And now we're in the building stage and permitting. So, but it's been almost 4 months from sit down, what do you want? What do you need out of the house? And to fruition of we've started now.
Yeah, and instead of some contractors that will start to write things on a piece of paper, you take a much formal process with that design phase.
Correct. Yeah, I want to do renderings. So we've done 3D and renderings of the rooms.
What's a rendering for the layman radio listener? An architectural drawing?
Yeah, so instead of we give them our architectural, like a 2D plan, but we also go through and then we give them a 3D. So bedrooms show beds, show where things are, windows, so you can see the room in 3D.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's right. I remember that. So not only the architectural, but the 3D rendering, because I've sold a house where people don't realize that a bathroom is a bathroom ensuite. Suite right off of a master bedroom or something like that.
I mean, we get a lot of where people can't. I mean, some people just can't see off a blueprint what it looks like. So we want you to know exactly what it looks like so you can see it off the page, because we don't get a lot of. Some people just can't see it. 2D, you can't look at it and build it.
Yeah. And even with the 3D, sometimes you need to put a bed in it so they're reminded that it's their bedroom. But that's okay. You and I live in this world. We swim in these waters every day.
Mm-hmm.
And because I came to really realize the mental energy spent when I did buy land and build a house, because my brother is very, very knowledgeable as a tradesman and a plumber, that he put all that together. But it is a commitment. Like you said, zero to first nail is 2 to 4 months.
Minimum. That depends on what you want and if you have a real good idea of what you want before we start drawing it. So we've been into some work doing a large house right now, drawing that we went from plans to changing, and maybe it's a new house now. So it depends on what you want, and if you know what you want when you get started, it could take 6 months to get to the point where we're filing for permits.
Yeah, and when we wrap this up, what's the high and low cost? You're going to be somewhere between $125 a square foot and $300 a square foot, depending on the finishes and the complexity of the project?
Yeah, I'd say $175 to $350 and up.
$175 to $350 and up. And then in this town, there's a lot of places like Manitou, the Old North End, the Broadmoor that are already above $350 a square foot. So there is that ROI there. What, from your perspective, is two or three of the bigger cautionary tips you would give people when they start or consider this process?
I think it's building too big for your property, like adding too much on to not get the...
Oh, my God, give me a high five on that. We've got a gal with Kenny and my other contractor, Dwight, that they want to put an $800,000 house and do a $600,000 addition, and the contractors and the lenders are saying, why don't you just build another house?
That's the same situation I'm in right now in Black Forest. We're trying to decide what...
See, folks, we do not contrive this stuff. You can talk to two or three people in the industry, and Brad is the very first individual that you should talk to if you're thinking about a renovation, especially one that's ground foundation up. What's the best number they can get a hold of you, my friend?
719-644-2508.
One more time.
719-644-2508.
And you and I have not talked about your commercial contract. Fist pump on that.
No.
You know, they talked to 6 or 10 people on that one. And Brad will not tell you, but I did. He just won one of the most wonderful commercial jobs on one of the most amazing nonprofits here in town. So good for you, my friend. That's not only your talent, but that's giving back.
Correct.
So Santa Claus is in the room in the last minute. What do you want for Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho.
A vacation.
Ha, 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 ha. I love you, my friend. I see you're the best dad. You're the best contractor. You're the best partner. So, where do they call you again?
719-644-2508.
So call Brad today. He's one of my besties. So, my God, he can get a project going, and then he can get a vacation. So, don't go anywhere. I'm going to transition back from renovate and don't sell to buy low and don't sell right here on the Jay Garvin Show, and I keep the lights on and the electricity going by you refinancing or completing a purchase mortgage with me. So, call at 719-330-1457. Churchill Mortgage, Ken Smith, or myself will help you right here in Colorado Springs. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
Come on, y'all!
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Sticking with me, I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. I'm having a conversation with you one-on-one about buy low and don't sell as it pertains to your real estate. Now, because there's a large number of us, for the last 2 years, my wife and I have been in this case, we weren't in a situation to buy at all. We had one of our children in a very expensive college. We had our other child that was delaying and not even starting college, knowing that we were going to need to save for that if she turned in that direction. But now we are. But for those of you that are not, that's why it was important for me to have Brad in, because right now, if you can't buy, you need to at least renovate. I come into every conversation with real estate from an investor investment standpoint. So please forgive me if you're not there. I'm helping a couple with their buyer agent talking about real estate and looking at it as an investment and potentially where it will be in value and in potential rental residual income in 3 to 5 years. And one of the agents in the conversation on the Zoom call says, wait, time out just a minute, Jay. We're talking here about their primary residence, not an investment property. And that's where I said, hey, I respect you ladies so much, but I'm letting you know there is no difference in my mind between a primary residence, a first-time homeowner, a cabin, a second home. It's all an investment for me. Now, I do have my wife to balance that out, where she's not going to let me buy some stupid cardboard box in a bad neighborhood, but we still have an investment perspective, and I take it to the extreme. I even have my primary residence one or two times, three the most, a year available as an Airbnb short-term rental. And I have so many people, four out of five, that say, Jay, there's no way that I would let anybody live in my house. And that's fine. We let people live in our house. That's why we're able to do a 12-day trip vacation up through Canada into Banff and stay at Lake Louise, the Fairmont Chateau, at $2,000 a night because we're letting someone stay in our house. I want to see the world. My house is not so pretty that I can't find people that I trust to stay there. By our standards, we have conference attendees into the Broadmoor and into the Cheyenne Mountain Resort that are there sleeping there only. It doesn't matter. My point of the matter is that when I talk to you, I want to let you know I talk from an investment perspective. I don't care who you are. If you buy a house with me, I guarantee I can help you make money. There's no doubt. 100% of the times. I've never had any of my 1,100 mortgage clients ever once go into foreclosure. I've never had anybody lose money. I've had some people that have called me that they're worried that now it's an expensive cost of living area. They're behind on their mortgage payments. What should I do, Jay? You put that darn house on the market by the end of the month. Sell, take the cash, and move to Oklahoma. And they've done it. But we'll get you in a right situation because here's the reality. Real estate is about your time in the market. You cannot go bad. If a company like MCI WorldCom goes bankrupt, you lose 100% of your stock. That's not a hypothetical. That happened to my wife in her 20s. You cannot lose with real estate unless you buy in a loser place. No offense if you're from there, Peoria, Illinois. If you live in a state in Illinois where the prices are going down because the taxes are skyrocketing and people are moving out, that's your fault. You call me, I'll tell you the 7 states and the 15 cities to never move to right now. Detroit, Michigan is one of them, where $80,000 houses in the 30s are now $15,000 teardowns because of what they've done to that community. But when you purchase real estate, and the front end of it is like in 2019 or 2020, before a trend can be seen. Nobody knew COVID was coming. Nobody knew that interest rates were going to go from 4 to 2%. But people were buying in 2020, and then they found that they were at the front end of that trend of lower interest rates equaling more buying power, and houses were still relatively inexpensive at about $175 a square foot. You're able to gain more when there's more supply and less competition. And that's how 2020 was. That's how 2016, 2014, 2012 were prime years for that. By the time you got to 2021 and 2022, competition, supply and demand was in full effect. The supply was dwindling exact same way it was in 2003, 2004, and 2005. Because right before it got bad, it got crazy good. And the opposite of that plays true. Right now, consumer sentiment is low, unemployment is up, tariffs are not decided, and there are more houses on the market than there has been in 11 years, folks. And now we're at a trend here in 2025 where you've got the highest inventory in 11 years. You've got the lowest or the flattest value plateau that we've had in 4 years since 2021. We have not lost value in Colorado and Colorado Springs. I should say in Colorado Springs, in Colorado, in Denver, in those areas we have. But the bottom line is that is why I tell you right now, buy low and don't sell it. You hold on it, my friends, because by this time in 2026, rates are going to be low, inventory is going to start to build, and prices are going to go up. So this is a two-part series. I want you to tune in next week because I want to share with you, how do you approach the financing? What is a DSCR loan? What is a 5-1 ARM? What are different conservative but creative products to help you purchase right now, and not only purchase right now, but buy low while you do it? Because the big takeaway is by this time next year, rates are going to be lower, interest is going to be up, activity is going to be up, and you're going to have far more competition. Catch a trend this off-season and winter of 2025 before the entire environment around us changes. So like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. And call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. And just like Mike and Brenda and Teresa and Daryl, all that called me, if you want to see another investment property class return at my location, call me at 719-330-1457 if you have interest in investment property classes. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
I might walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
I don't know why I come here, but I know I'll never leave. It's the only place I want to be.